Dr. Devote. Nice to see you. I wanted to sing a song by Bhaktivinod Thakur. I think we have the songs up here. It's one of my favorite and one of Madhumati's favorites. Actually, over the last, especially 3 years, I've had the good fortune to travel and share Krishna consciousness and with lots of different kinds of people. It's given me conviction, more conviction than ever, how universal Krishna consciousness is, how it's actually the religion of the soul, the pure religion, not sectarian. So this song especially speaks to that idea. I thought we could start with this. Everybody can sing? Yes. I'll offer my respects to Srila Prabhupada first.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namo Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Bhastatya Desatadhine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadhi Govakta Vinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Dada Shiva Sadhi Govakta Vinda Thank you. nadia godu me nidya ananda mahajan nadia godu me nidya.
Try again. It's a little.
Nadia Godume Nityananda Mahajan. Nadia Godume Nityananda. Pate Ache Namate. Jivarakaran Padeya Chena Mahate Jivarakaran Padeya Chena Mahate Jivarakaran Padeya Nadia Gojume Nitya Nanda Mahajan Nadia Gojume Nitya. Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Prabhu Dhagai Vai Magi He Bhiksha Prabhu Bola Krishna Bhaja Krishna Goro Krishna Siksa Goro Krishna Bola Krishna Bhaja Krishna Goro Krishna Siksa Goro Krishna Siksa Prabhu Raghai Bhai Maghi He Bhiksha Prabhu Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Jane Sadhavan Aparada sunya voye do
Krishna Nam Aparadhavasaya. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita. Krishna Dana Pran. Sadhavan Jane, Sadhavan Jane, Sadhavan Jane, Sadhavan, Sadhavan Jane, Sadhavan Jane, Krishna rasam saro koro jadiyana cha. Krishna rasam saro koro jadiyana cha. Oh, jadiyana cha. Jive daya Krishna nam savadama sar. Jive daya Krishna nam savad. Jive daya Krishna nam savadama sar. Jive daya Krishna nam savad. Sadhavan Jane, Sadhavan Jane, Sadhavan, Sadhavan Jane, Sadhavan Jane, Sadhavan Jane, Nadiya Godume Nityananda Majan, Mate Achena Mate Jivera Karan, Mate Achena Mate La Mata Godume Nidana Namaja, Nadia Godume Nidana, Nadia Godume Nidana Namaja. Mate Achena Mate Jivera Kara, Mate Achena Mate Jivera Kara, Mate Achena Mate Jivera Kara, Jaya Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Jaya Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Jaya Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Hari Bho, Hari Bho, Hari Bho, Nitai Go, Hari Bho. Tai go, tai go, hari go, hari go, hari go, nitai go, hari go. Tai nitai go, hari go. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitai Go, Hari Bo.
Nay, Nitai Go, Vimanandi. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Srisi Radha Shamasundara, Ki Jai. Srisi Krishna Balarama, Ki Jai. Srisi Gwanitai, Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So, actually, this is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he comments on this song as well. Translation is that in the land of Nadia, Nadia Godrume, Nityananda Mahajan, the great, great personality, Lord Nityananda, has opened up the marketplace of the holy name and Jiva Karan. It's meant for the deliverance of all fallen souls. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments that out of kindness to us, to those who are wandering in this material world and don't know why they're here, how they got here, where they're going, or anything, he has ordered Lord Nityananda to preach, to give us this message of Krishna consciousness. And, of course, following in the footsteps of Lord Nityananda, great personalities such as Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, they are also wandering throughout the world, giving this wonderful message of devotion to Krishna. And so what, and then he says, Shadavan Janhe, Shadavan Janhe. This means that people who are faithful, they can understand this. It's interesting, Srila Prabhupada's translation of this verse by Rupa Goswami, Adho Shada Tato Sadhu Sangha Tabajana Kriya, describes the process of how we can advance in Krishna consciousness, how the evolutionary stages of a person's development from beginning to finally developing love for God. And oftentimes he translates the word shraddha as a preliminary desire for self-realization. So this this desire indicates that there's faith, because we have an innate understanding, at least at a certain point, people have an innate understanding that there's something more to life than just what we see. There's a spiritual dimension. And this is this is a gift of the Lord, this shraddha. It actually comes through association with devotees, perhaps through Agatha Sukriti, some unknowing advancement. Because the shraddha means that there's some awakening. There's some awakening. Many people look for the truth, or are searching in various ways, through philosophical ways, to understand what is going on, why am I here, what is this. But unless there's a little bit of uncovering of the soul, this faith in the spiritual dimension, that maybe I should look there for my well-being, this doesn't come. So he says, Shadavan, O people of faith, people of faith. Then he says, Prabhu Ragaibai, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, again, Lord Chaitanya ordered Lord Nityananda and his followers to speak to us. And so he says, this is the only alms we beg. We don't want anything material from you. We don't want any kind of return. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary says, O people of faith, I do not wish to beg from you any worldly thing or mundane favor. The only alms I beg is that you all honor the order of the Lord by chanting the name of Krishna, worshiping Krishna, and teaching others about Krishna. Just invoke the true name of Krishna, specifically by giving, by chanting the holy name. So then he continues, Aparada Shunya Hoye Loh Krishnanam. This is really central in Bhaktivinoda's teachings, that we want to take the holy name, but in as much as we can, as far as we're able, should try to chant it with a pure heart, with attention, and avoiding offenses. This is a big topic. But if we do this, then we'll understand something. We'll understand this. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pitta, Krishna Dhanapran. Krishna is actually our mother, Krishna is our father, and Krishna is actually the treasure of our life. I often reflect as I travel to different cities, my original conviction when I came to Krishna consciousness that I had discovered something original. In the midst of so many different religious practices, so many different things like this, Krishna consciousness could certainly look to be like another sect, another group to join, another cult. In the 70s, they used to say, we don't want to have anything to do with organized religion. We used to say, don't worry, you won't find us to be very organized. Anyway, one method. So, but despite whatever appearances are there, it's actually, it actually touches on the core of the heart. And Krishna, as he says in the Bhagavad Gita, aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate, is actually the source of everything. Actually, if we want to love God, then we should want to know who God is and how to love him. So I had that original, that conception. And as I travel, it's very wonderful to see how people around the world coming from all different kinds of cultures, when they chant the holy name, the same things happen. Universally, it happens. Very, very practical. They chant the holy name, and these kinds of realizations come to them. They understand, oh yes, Krishna is the source of everything. Their hearts become pure. And there's a closeness. Maybe you've had this experience that when you meet devotees, even from different cultures, that immediately you feel very close to them. Because actually we are very close. We're spiritual beings. We're all part and parcel of Krishna. We're not these material bodies. We're very close by nature. By nature we love Krishna, by nature we love each other. The divisions, the separation, the hostility between people comes from the, our material contamination, material desires manifest in so many different ways. So even with a slight hint of Krishna consciousness, this awakening, I'm a spiritual being, I don't have to worry about all this stuff so much. It's a great relief. And there's, as Srila Prabhupada used to say, there's great hope. Because I can follow this process and return to Krishna. So we see practically that those who take up the chanting of the holy names, these realizations come. And they're universal, the realizations that people get. I can assure you it's not due to our expert marketing or thorough propaganda that all devotees arrive at similar realizations. Or it doesn't happen by study of books per se only, but it happens because Krishna within the heart gives them these realizations. So, and it's also true, I noticed this even with people who have a little faith, Shradavan Janhe, even people who are not necessarily taking up bhakti per se, but they're seriously inquisitive and open-minded, there's immediately a kinship with them. I had a conversation with a lady on an airplane who was on a particular spiritual path for years, and she was experiencing certain frustration. And she was asking me to explain in a nutshell what Krishna consciousness was. And so I said, well, we're spiritual beings, and we're part and parcel of God, Krishna's God. And the purpose of life is to become purified and to awaken our love for God. That's our real happiness. And she was astounded that, you know, it could be presented in such a simple way, such a simple way. And I asked her, could you give me a nutshell version of your path? So she fumbled for about 5 minutes and finally said, actually, I can't. I'm not really sure what it's about. So anyway, I just was, but nevertheless, she was a serious seeker. That's the point. So we feel very blessed to, through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, to have very jai, right, for some of us. To have such a clear understanding and a clear process. We've got a goal and we've got the means to get there. So, and if we chant without offense, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, that if you chant purely, he said that the beginning you begin, as soon as you start the chant without offense, you will be convinced that all perfection comes from chanting the holy names. So, of course, this is an important thing. I was hearing something recently, how one devotee asked that the holy name, we're saying it with our mouth, so how is it not material? You know, the mandanga beats get going, we're jumping up and down, and sometimes our ears hurt. So how is the holy name not material? But actually, the holy name is completely pure. And by the grace of a pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, the holy name is actually vibrated by the soul. It's not vibrated by the tongue or by the vocal cords. But it actually, the holy name is completely pure and spiritual and vibrates within his heart, you can say, or it is vibrated by the pure spiritual body. And by the grace of such a person, that comes out and that we hear that vibration and it touches our hearts. So this is actually what we see. This is not only theoretical, but it's very practical, the wonderful effects of the holy name on people around the world as they chant. We see, you know, again, people from all different walks of life who chant the holy name, and they begin to experience an awakening of Krishna consciousness. They dance in ecstasy. And these, again, these realizations come to them automatically. Bhagavatam also makes this point that I can't think of the Sanskrit right now, it means that bhakti, when we practice bhakti, then automatically jnana and vairagya come. There's a certain renunciation, there's a certain distance from the material world. The urges of the material world are not so powerful, they're not so overwhelming. And the realization of that I'm a spiritual being, these things come automatically to one who practices the process of bhakti, especially by chanting the holy name. And again, this is our practical realization. So, Bhaktivinod Thakur concludes his song, Krishnara samsara koru chariyana char. It's very simple. I'll read this part of this. That's purport. The translation is, giving up sinful activities, carry on your worldly duties only in relation to Krishna. The showing of compassion to other souls by loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna is the essence of all forms of religion. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments, O faithful jiva, again, it's seriously inquisitive or the faithful person, one who's interested in spiritual life. You have turned away from Krishna and then suffered the experience of so-called happiness and distress in the realm of Mayika Samsara. This situation is not befitting you. As long as you remain bound to the wheel of karma as a result of your faulty aversion to Krishna, Please accept one transcendental remedy. If you're inclined toward the path of pravritti, in other words, you still have some, want to enjoy this material world or positive use of material situations, then just become a grihastha brahmachari or vanaprastha. Or if you're inclined toward the path of nivritti, renunciation, then just become a sannyasi. But in whatever position you find yourself, please give up sinful activities, anachar, while offering your body, home, wife, children, and wealth unto Sri Krishna. Living in Krishna's world, perform all your actions by dovetailing your senses and minds with topics of Krishna, and with a heart purified of envious aversion, pass the journey of life. The supreme nectar of favorable service rendered unto Lord Krishna will gradually become thickened until it breaks through your two bodies, the gross and the subtle, and will finally cause your eternal spiritual form to awaken. So again, some nice points. We're in this material world where we don't belong here. It's not our real home. We kind of know this because we're trying to make this place into something that it will never become. We'll never become permanent. We'll never become full of happiness. We strive throughout our life to gain certain things, but then in the end, it's all taken away. So intrinsically, human beings have this understanding. And by the grace of the acharyas, the teachers, the great religious reformers, so on, they give us this information that in fact it's not our real home. We actually belong in the spiritual world. And we have a personal relationship with God. God is not impersonal. God is not void. God is not just a vapor or a cloud. He's also not an angry old man. Nice to know, and so on and so forth. But actually, he's a very beautiful personality. And again, Krishna's too Bhagavan Swayam, and Krishna says, "Aham Sarvasya Prabhu." So many places it's stated that of all everything that we see, it's coming from Krishna. It emanates from Krishna, just like the sunshine emanates from the sun. We're also part and parcel of Krishna. So he's very close to us. Actually, Krishna is very close. He's within our hearts. We are here. We are situated in this body here, and right next to us is Krishna in his form as Super Soul. He never ever leaves us. So we are wandering here in this world. So he says, please accept this remedy. Please accept this remedy to make our life in relationship to Krishna and to chant his holy names. And he says, very nice thing. If we can pass our life in this way, free from envy, not that we don't envy other people, we're not jealous of other people, we don't want what other people have, we're satisfied serving Krishna. Actually, we can be satisfied serving Krishna. So he says, simply if you can pass your life in this way, then you'll be successful. And then again, he says, by this service, especially by chanting the holy names, we will gradually become purified. It's a very nice statement. He makes this as a revelation that we have not only this gross material body, but we have a subtle material body, which is our mind, intelligence, and most important, the false ego. So very difficult to get through these things. But by cultivating this way of life, it says here, we will gradually break through these two bodies and finally realize our eternal spiritual form. This last line is so beautiful. Jive Doyal Krishna Nam. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because he's fully present in his holy name, to give this holy name to others is the actual gift. It is the supreme gift, which awakens all good fortune. And he says, this is actually the essence of religion. Because again, as Bhagavatam says, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma, Vito Bhaktir Ad Hoksajay, Adhaituki Apratiyata Yayatma Supersedati. When we develop uninterrupted and unalloyed love for God, that will actually bring satisfaction to the soul. And to achieve this can be achieved by chanting the holy names. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says very rightly that to give the holy names to others is the essence of religion. And again, we have so much practical experience that it works. The holy name works. We see, huh? Yeah. Anyway, people chant over time, at least they change. Their faces change. When we're in Japan, there were you've distributed books in Japan, right? Oh, you didn't? Oh, I thought everywhere else, just not there. Yeah. Sukhita is also an amazing book distributor, by the way, amongst everything else. She also tolerated both of my kids, which is, she deserves a medal for that. Anyway, when we were in Japan, the devotees were telling us, because Japanese people are, you know, they have a really heavy work ethic. And rarely do you see them smile. They're like, you know, if a train's supposed to leave at 1 second after 11 o'clock, it pulls out of the station at 1 second after 11 o'clock. There's never, it's like that. So people are very serious. You rarely see people smile. And then the devotees, like devotees everywhere, are Haribo. And their faces glow. And actually, the local Japanese people, they would ask them, where are you from? You're not from here, are you? They just didn't believe they were Japanese. So this is, you know, it's a wonderful theory, wonderful philosophy, but it's also, we see so much practical evidence in our own lives and in the life of others, how when we chant and share this philosophy that all good things happen. I guess we'll stop here. Am I over time? Thank you so much. Nice to see all of you. Any comments, questions, criticisms, corrections? Oh, Jai Prabhupada. Oh, well, actually, maybe the person behind you, Chris. Pardon me? Oh, okay. Let's see if I remember what I said. Something like this, anyway. Well, no. Well, the first point is to understand that we're not these material bodies. The body is, you know, like a vehicle for the soul, but we're spiritual. We're the source of consciousness within this body. That consciousness has a connection, an eternal connection with the Supreme Consciousness or Krishna. By chanting the holy names, that awareness can be revived. We can revive our love for Krishna and go back to him and be eternally happy. Something like that. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if I totally got everything, but I'll say something and let's see if it relates. yeah, the holy name is completely spiritual. Actually, when I heard that, it made me appreciate even more. It's not like Srila Prabhupada's just bringing, you know, Hare Krishna, like you know, you'd bring some message or something like that. But it actually requires a liberated soul to bring the pure holy name to the world because it's not material. It's not like you just read Hare Krishna mantra in a book and then you pass that on. It's not like that. The holy name is actually chanted by the pure spiritual soul, like Srila Prabhupada. And because of that powerful vibration, it that when we hear the holy name from such personality, it awakens our heart. It awakens in our heart. Therefore, we feel something. And over time, we become purified. So you said something encouraging. So something is encouraging is that we got the pure holy name from Srila Prabhupada. We got the real thing. It's not a counterfeit. And if we cultivate that, if we try ourselves to chant attentively and with feeling, then gradually we'll realize that truth, how Krishna's present in his name. We'll go. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that for most devotees are simple. They're pure-hearted. They want to serve Krishna. We may be still covered. That's why we tend to fight sometimes. But devotees want to be servants of Krishna and not want to have material desires. And, you know, that this is the desire in the heart of the devotee. But we're just covered. So because even though the nama bas, you could say there's some covering, but because the intention is pure, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says very quickly one becomes purified by that chanting and comes to the pure name. So the intention is everything, you know, the intention within the heart. So that's very encouraging. if we just take up the chanting sincerely, then we're guaranteed of success. Is that okay? Anyway, one more. Thank you. Yes, Monty. Correct.
And so that when we chant and engage in Bhakti Yoga devotional service, it's our original nature.
Correct. Yeah.
Over. So yeah. That all those other things fall away. So it's that.
Yes. That's definitely. And that's what we see.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That's what we see when a person chants. Ultimately, everyone's a devotee of Krishna because we're all part and parcel of Krishna. It's just a question of, and an advanced devotee sees like that. They don't see that, you know, this person's evil or something like that. But it's a question of, you know, awakening of that, of coming to that point of desiring that again. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah. As Srila Prabhupada said, there's great hope. Actually, it's only good fortune. Because Krishna explains that even if somehow or other there's some deviation or something, it's not permanent. You know, Krishna's looking out for us. Krishna looks out for those. Tells Arjuna, declare it boldly, my devotee will never perish. For one who has done good, my friend, he will never perish. So there's all auspiciousness and just even a little beginning on the spiritual path. So thank you very much. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhakti Nataka ki jai.